Chulin Yorah Day, by the Rosh Hashiva, Yud Dal Dal Lahi Tov Shem Mem Dal, September 11th, 1984, on Tuesday, continued.
So he says, Umimicho, he reads his memory of the Saki and the Tiperen, not the way Rashi said it, that he reads the Tiperen on the Saki, but he reads the Saki on the Tiperen. Umibiru al Tiperen, Mishorish for himself, Shehei Pio, Ushlein Zorof, Kidei Shemir Ben Gamfa, Pahatim Yishre. I mean, we do it the way the Torah mentions. We read well over the Vosor, we don't read the Sakin altogether. We don't even know how to do it. But we do make the inspection of its pair. But we don't read the Sakin of its pair, we read its pair and over the Sakin. The way Rashi says in the Torah says. Now the Hashokan says, now the Trigotim says that for most of shaking the pair, that the proper way is to read the Sakin of its appearance, so you don't do it the right way. But the Hashokan says there is not going to make any difference. Some people have more of our Goshe one way, and some people have more of our Goshe the other way. And he even said, I'm not interfering. He says, because we live in cold places, in the winter it's very cold. So the fingers, aha, not so. So mainly, in order to have a good feeling, to have a good apportion of the minute gum, so you have to produce vibrations in the fingers. So then you have to leave the nail over the sake. Mashenkin, the Rambam, I mean, and it appears from the Gemara that they inspected by leaving the sacking of its pair, because atufa the abyss, in other words, because they lived in hot countries, so it wasn't cold, so it wasn't necessary to warm up the fingers. I mean, that's what he says. Whether this is so or not. But anyway, but one point is certainly right, that it doesn't make any difference. Some people have more of our Goshe one way, and some people have more of our Goshe the other way. I mean, for example, the Gemara mentions reading the sacking of the Bosom. I mean, if we were to do it, we would cut our Bosom. I mean, we don't even know how to do it. And we certainly wouldn't feel, we would feel cut, but not a gun that way. So it varies from people to people. But just Rashi's Roshim is not like Rambam. He says, Kishatomelia Tziponochon Musefa Saki, the Vesha Tziponachon Mikeres, the Yukisho Tzadarech, Roshatomelia the Vesha Musefa, Tziponachon Mikeres, the Yukisho Tzadarech. Here is Shmuel Hogam, Vishoda Hogam, Vishoda Shoko, Vidyosho. In other words, only the Gam was two options and two notches. Tonarabha. Saki Shiejbo Guinness Halmei, Tiri Gino. If it has many Guinness, so it has the Guinness like you saw. Shiejbo Guinness Halmei, if it has only one Guinness, so then it depends. When Geras Psuo, Misochsechers Shein. What's the Geras mean? The Geras means it has two oitzim, two matches. Ihet Amri Rigres, Ihet Amri Misochsechers. Omer Abolezer, the Geras Shein Uchers. So the Igaris means that it has two options, and Zosachas means it has only one option. Maishen Shayokas. So when is the second possible? If it has two options. Maishen Shayokas. If it has two options. So the first two kids cut off the skin, the Moshe Kame Mahrish. Moshe Basra, the second case, as the Saki is led over the Simoni, so the first two kids, Kotzal removes the skin from the Simoni, and the second case is Kreya, tears the sinner, and that's not even treated. It has to cut the sinner, not to tear the sinner. But until the skin is removed, it cannot tear the Simoni. So, if it has two options, so then it's possible. The Moshe Kame, the first two kids, is Machlish, removes the skin. The Moshe Basra, Gosa, tears the sinner. The Wahaha, so even if it's the Sosachas, then it has only one two kids. So, Ofer is Akine. So, just the sharpness of the Saki removes the skin. When Moshe, and then the one two kids, once the skin is removed by the sharpness of the Zaki, so Mele, the Uket, tears the sinner. So the Lord declares that when is Mr. Sachas Sheo, only the Koyma Reisha is Zaki. Now, Rashi explains in the Dam happens to be at the beginning of the Zaki. Near the tip of the Saki, beginning of the Saki. But if the Koya Reisha is Saki, so that means, so when you start breathing the Saki over the simonium, over the neck, so you immediately go over the wukets. You go over the wukets. So there is no opportunity for the sharpness of the Saki to remove the skin, because the wook, and then so that the wookets will tear the simoni, because the wookets have to be at the very top of the Saki. Same. He has a machoshe, he has a bazar, because usually you make a locha envy. You look, this is the neck of the baby. So first, you read a Saki, this way, and then you read it backwards. That's the other boy. So Mele, when he reads the Saki, even though it has only one wicket, and it's on the top of the Saki wicket, when you read it, there are Loche, so that removes the skin of the Simon. And then when you read it backwards, there are Hevoye, so the wukets will tear the simoni. Say, Rosa, Machoshe, Rosa, Rosa, Tigish, Hevich, Lane. So you know, it's saying, you know, that's the Pshatik on Rashi. That when is this Sachas Sheo? Only, there are two prerequisites. Number one, when the dam is at the top of the Saki. Number two, when he makes it only derech loche, not derech, and he doesn't leave the Saki on the neck of the behemoth derech boy, because if he makes the loche and the boy, so as a result of the loche, the sharpness of the Saki removes the skin, and then as a result of the body, so the wukets, the dam, will tear the simon. But if he just makes the loche without the body, so then it's okay. In Shehira play. Now this is the pshat of Rashi. Only if the dam is on the top of the side. But if the if the Dham happens to be near the handle of the Sakina or even the other side in the middle, so then it is possible, because if the Dham happens to be in the middle of the Sakina, so until it reaches the Dham, so the Sakina has an opportunity to go over the neck, and that removes the skin of the Sakina. And then, once the skin is removed, so the ukets might tear the simoni. But if it's on the top of the sack, so it has no opportunity. It has no opportunity to remove the skin. And so, when does the dam come in contact with the tzago while the skin is still on, so it couldn't tear the simoni? This is, so according to Rashi, if the Dham is the Emtzah Asaki, then the Sukhsah is the Tzor. What it means, the Rishim say, has a different explanation in the Gemara. What it means, Rashi Asaki doesn't mean that the Dham is on top of the Saki. It doesn't make any difference whether it's on top of the Saki, or in the middle of the Saki, or it's near the end. But Reshi Sakina means, in other words, originally tattooed, and then he smoothed out from the kids. So he smoothed out the ukets that is closer to the handle, to the top of the Sakina. And what ukets remain? The ukets that is closer to the top of the Sakina remain, even if it is near the handle. But if the ukets that is taught, that is closer to the top of the sakin remain, so then it means when you reach the sakin across the neck of the behemoth, so it goes there, it doesn't tear the money. Only when it goes there, halid, when the ukets collides with the simon in the Haliyah, then it's likely to tear the simon. But if the ukets collides with the simon in the Haliyah, so it doesn't tear the simon. So Reshi Sakin means that he smoothed out the ukets that is there are Haliyah, and which ukets remain? The ukets that is near that is closer to the Reisha Saki. So the melee, when it collides with Simoni, when the Dham collides with Simoni, it collides with Simoni there are Haliyah, and then it doesn't tear. Only when it collides, there are Haliyah. Now,
in the Ukets la Pereisha Saki,
kosher. He made it for a shayyuki tadim kireya, elo bipedi the semen. When it collided to the semen going up, so then it tears it. You look here, remember, but it collided with the semen while going down, if the world down, so then it doesn't even tear the semen. So in other words, because of gravity, so it slips off very quickly and doesn't tear the semen. But when it collides going up, there is no gravity. So then it gets a hold of the semen and tears it. Doesn't see it. She looks at him to be our babies. The Lord is here in the man. The who gets lucky, I don't know, towards the end of it, or Scotia maybe later. So then it's the other way. If he's baby, so then the Sakin collides thereafter with Gosset. And if he's lately, so on the contrary, it will be there how Yosset. So then it will tear the city. So this is the machlokes between Rashi and Rosh and the Rib. On our way, you will need this Saki, a Geres for Yishchen. If you see it, it cannot be used for Shchen. You shock us because it's true. In other words, and even if he just makes a locher without a boy, or a boy without a locher, he so seches lo yishchevo, yichatchil, yimshocha, shchitose tshel. Ele v'yerei v'saki, sheichi bo yichatchil. What does it mean? Ele v'yerei means that he smoothed it out. So, now let's hear Rashi. Just the Rashi of Ilvier, the second big line in the Rashi. In Shilipim of Gamboru, Bihuku, Uruksi, Bimashkezes, so he smoothed out the matches. The Uksi with the sharpener, they have a Asaku no Mokshon. So even though it's not straight, but that's Kasha Hatha. As long as it doesn't have any Uksi, so it's Kasha Hatha. Now let's see the whole Rashi. So you see how Rashi is really coming. Behut Kaina Areshe Isakim, Shershi Gia Uksi. עדיין מניח תיכו ראיר באבוסו, שיקראו לוקס להסיתם בירדוס, אבל כאן שיש כינס ארבן, הפרקור מסוכסוכס, לוקס עוד כמה רישן, מחריש ראיר, באבוסו, ראיר באבוסו, יפנוז לסכין, והגם השני, בואו לסיתם בגר, לראות את נעם השכת במרוקוציה, דרך הלוחוסו, בסיום מכשירים בשמרוקוציה, Uksi Abdinis, Kfuk Mei, and Kim Drahmas. Klaw, Abulukich in Kof, it's not bent out. Kirei Akil Yoridosi, Shasin Yer in the middle of the Nichas as a Hadam, Nisuk Sehas Chair, Mishne Ochas, Chiej Bezuk Tzim, Desigeras. He Bezuk Tzim in Gam, Echotoreshi Gam, he said, so that's the definition of the Yeras, that it has two Uksi. Igeres Roshan, Opo Bekotia Maho, Roshna Sipe, Shi Igeres Atipere Nisecho, in Beizu Tseo, Mirua Chachas, Shein Desmisocheches, Shein Dino Aleuki Tseho, Da Shein Kuchu Adima Shrezes, Vein Igeres Ero Misocheches, Hasakim, Rabos, Di Roshan Sikh Suh, Mui Misir Sakhti, Mitzrayim Mitzrayim. מראש שקם למחריש, אהו בו שרות מהשני, והשני בו הוא פוגיע בסימן מכר. הוא כמסכים הכינו שיגיע לו גם. מחריש, עתים בזדורס, כמו יחש מגיד, כמו יחש מנהי חוזי, Oh, so not like that. Because the deep shitty is the nukets only tears that are halir. When it collides, they are halir. But when it meets it, he should hear and then it doesn't tear. But he says, no, not like that. That he tears whether it's there halir or there halir. Then he should hear them, kashama behind me. שהראשונינו סעתי שאין בוטבים מסער ואיתים ותגדיר ואתם מסוסק את זה ומדמדתי בכל זאת ומדבר את זה מסוסק את זה ולפעילו למדתי ומשמע ולכל התחיל או מצליחת מסעדרי שסעתי ואין לכלרי אומר בירדו שאין נמד מקרה you see because there will be one big matine between Rashi and Rashi according to the reed. So not only if you have one God, even if you have many God, but as long as the Ukes that is there, Halira was smoothed out, and only the Ukti of the Dime, the Halira remains, so even if you have a number of such Ukti, it will not be possible. Because when the anuket passes over the semen, therefore he doesn't tear the semen. So Rashi's idea is, since the Gemara says that the Mishachsechas that has many dimes is possible, so it's mashma, even in the case where the uksim of their halil were all smoothed out, and only the Uksi, their Chirida remain, as long as you have many. So it's possible. That's Israel against the Chide. But in the sense of the map, the Chode, the Yeres, and Sukhachas, will be to the map, who mashma, who told Tzio, it's a deho, it's a precious sake, the Eilech, the Rehim, Aum, the Yerudose, Namikere, Aum, the Yerudose, Namikere. Now, so it's mashma that if it has more than one gun, even though the two guns both happen to be there every day, so it's possible. Now, what would the Chavis do with this Gemara? So the Rashba says, because if it has many guns, even though the guns happen to be there every day, so we are afraid lest he'll go up. You see. Lest if there is only one down, then we don't have the fishing. Maybe he'll be. He'll move the sack a little upward. But if there are many running, so then we have the fishing, lest inadvertently he'll make a little bit of a boy also. So then it will collide with the cement. The gun will look at the light of the semen. There are halayas, so it will tear the semen. This is what Rashi said. In answering Rashi's Kashi against the Rishi. The Taina Rishi is a kine, Shakshiris Kulahilich, or Yekeach Lissaki, or Yachrish, Achova Rabdam, Vein Kansotik Shemanoga, or look at the semen. Shektosik Sheo, Piyukme, Berukme, Berishi is a kine. שאילך ולאים, ואחר לא אחר הוא מישהו כחתילה, שמלא אילך ולאים. אל מילד, כשאילת עם אותם דולו, יהיו חוקו כאילו משחזס, ויהיו בעסק עם המושה. מסוצחס צולע אפילו דבר. נבוא את זה, אם יצא אילך ולאים, so then, it's possible there. Now, in other words, if it's still baby, or even if it's just baby, and the gun happens to be on top of it. But if the gun is even if it's just baby, but if the gun happens to be near the handle of the sake, so So then it's the other way around. So then, Hilich Lehilich is kosher, and Hilich Lehilich is possible. In other words, when we say that Hilich Lehilich is kosher, Hilich Lehilich is possible, if the dam is near the top of the sack, the head of the sack. But if the dam is near the top of the sack, it's the other way around. So Hilich Lehilich is kosher, and Hilich Lehilich is possible. Omalei Rabbache Teg Rabbache Rabbache Daniel Misasye Mach. Daniel Misasye means that it's not sharp. It's very dull, very, very dull. But it has no notch. It has no gum. But it's very dull. It's not sharp. So he's a koshana. So what I say is, Omalei Mayoido Mibiskelacho, who will give us of that pain and the weak one? In other words, it doesn't make any difference whether it's sharp or dull, even if it's dull. So it will take you a longer time to cut it. But when it cuts, it will not tear. When can it tear? Only if it has a notch. If it has a notch. Omar HaFizdik, Nayeli Bikasaki Minato. How do we go from the Torah? That you have to be really sati, Shenema is a possible shmuel, which hatiten bozeh ha'achon. He shows, when you come over there, shmamino, saki, whatever, he says, you be shechet to this saki, right, this saki, because this saki was needed. Mashiach in any other saki, would be good because it wasn't meeting. Shite, Shite de Chinoka Feite, by a dike, I mean, why do you need the posse? It is why, because it has a gram, so then it might tear the semen, so that's not the shite. Shite means that it cuts the semen. The semen are cut, and after, they are here. Well, I'm going after the atom. So it says, the Chochem Kamei. What we need is how we know that the Chochem has to inspect the Sakhi. Vomar Birchen, we only have a Sakhi and Chochem and the British Chochem. So it's not because they are just shooting, just as covered from Chochem. We are all in a hand, we are all smacked down. In our body, God can look at the shape. In our soil, when we want it, you know, whether Isaac has it down up, he looked at it by the light of the sun. So, minute gum could be detected when you look at Isaac in the light of the sun. In our body, God can look at the mind. And in our body, they put the Saki water. So if there is any gum, then a bubble will be produced. If there is any gum. Because what is gummy? Gummy means that there is a certain notch. So maybe a drop of water will get into that notch. So a bubble will be produced. That's a way of detecting any minute gum. Now, change is better for the wishes. You have to be an echo that you do that. When you be in the Saki, I'm in the tip of the tongue. Abacha by Yaakov, Godak lo bechut asar. Yisura amre, Yisra achre, Yisra libike. So he has to dedicate on the flesh of the finger. Omar afkope, Tzriche dike, Abisre, via Tufre, via Kepria, via Trochasi, or a Trekisme, the way that he is in it. So, in other words, he has to be baby him. He has to be baby the Saki. He has to be baby the Saki on the flesh and on the nail and on the three sides. On the three sides of the Saki. Not just the center of the Saki, but the sides of the Saki. Also.
Thank you.
So because of this Gemara, we discussed it when we learned the Gemara d'Apres of the Chidudo Kidu Libuno. So the root is Mashmit, the member of Chidudo Kidu Libuno. Because the Kash was asked, we can stop him, so it's a Shid and Abachobach. And because of that, Abhima says that it doesn't require an inspection. And so, but since the Abraham Oyim, Achilit and Abhima, and we pass by Abraham Oyim, so that means that the deen of Chidur Kidin of Yidin Sakin Shavuot Shposik Sheol also falls down. So maybe it's only true according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Adam. But the other Rishayim, that's the Shikas of it, but the other Rishayim say no, that we do not say, according to Adam, we do not say he's a Shikin Rabachor to such an extent. To such an extent, that a gam should not be capable of tearing the simoni. But we do say is a shkita nalachova, so that chidudo would be kedem libuno. Or as the Eidet says, that when can we say is a shkita nalachova? Only when he can guard against it. But he doesn't know that there is a God, so maybe he's not on guard. So then we do not say, he's a shit in our power. He has to know. If you know there is a God, then he can be on guard that the study should not become sin. But without knowing it, so it can become sin. Omar Rabin Barat Kini Omar Rabshim Melokish Sholish Kini Sei Dimas Etzem Bipesach Dimas Eden Bipheir Dimas Mun Bikotchen. Now let's see the Rashi. Gimu Gimu Sei Mishira the same Shira of me Dimas Etzem Bipesach Lave Olam Lave Olam the Lave the Etzem Bipesach the Obey and Dimas Eden Bipheir leads to the Mundi Shokor in the deck, the Gnan Mundi Morozo in the Sokos, the Rav Mundi Shom Mundi Shoshkine, and his Kori Shom, the Shaman Senok, the Mundi Kochi, the Kedis, the Chatos, the Shlomo, the Eishkan, the Dini, the Shemiria, the Kre, the Gnan Rosso, the Kreos, the Mundi Mazeden, the Bow, the Avos, the Tarachem, the Kedo, the Mundosh, even if the moon happens to be not nicked, as long as there is a moon, so it's must be cash linked in a smooth collection. The Columbia Club, the clever of our collection. I'm going to go to the house. Also has the same shear here. Jedoch, why doesn't Rabbi Lakish, mention Dimasaki? Not that he is clear, but he doesn't discuss how the Holy Command. So what is the shear? The same shear. We can pray, we can be coaching, and we can be Mizbeach, and we can be the same shield. So, how much of it does it have to be in order to proselyte in all these things? The whole of the most of the Gimas and his Beach, the Ham of Gimas and his Beach, the Shetar of the world's pair. Meiste, Kabo Gimas and Bea, the Chimney Hoye in the Tetra. The Blood of Yaka from Kazait, so the shield is much larger, much more than the Gime in which the nail can be intercepted. Kabo's bearing is relatively small, and here we mention the large shield of Gime, when it's Bea, Tetra, or Kazait, Luikashi, Hobi Side, Hobby out. In other words, if it is in heaven, so then a small agreement like Targaryen's pyramid can be intercepted. It can be intercepted by the Zipair. So it's possible. Mashenichi. Why? Because Agonim Shleim is deep. Mashenichi is deep. Lester. So then it has to have a large Gime. Teta. Or Kazaitz. The army is holding the Kibbutzibah volume shame. So he gathers washing off of the kotzi, macholo washing a sikhe, she gathers a titel in the seho, in the base of tzir. So here he explains, target of its parent is the same thing as the gathers. In other words, because all of them press on his heart, and that's how Dor HaShulchan explains Hashishi. In other words, target of its parent means that it is so large, or so small, that it is intercepted, that it can be intercepted by the nail. It intersects the nails, that it intersects the gum, the sacking is so large that it can intercept the nail. The nail, when you leave the nail across it, so the nail becomes intercepted in that gum. Now, how does Rashi explain Targabat there? Like, yes, because Aleph and Chesed is hope. So it is so large that the nail can become accepted in the ground. About this way, we have to appraise it. Nicht die volle steigliche Gezähne, die Hanna, die Bakte, die Schütze und die Mai, die Rapote, die Boracha, Bissre, die Akutre, Julia, die Rapprise, die Sable, die Dime, Kobe, die Tarpin, war viel in als Pläne und Regeres. So, all this doesn't mention Rapprise, Halloche, Tago, wie als Pläne. So, some of the shame you say, that for all the shitting is, that those are only who are bathing in water or by the sun, they have held that even a smaller gum, a gum holding, not cheat out of its tail. So it's also possible. It's also possible in the past things like other boy. The sadler and dinner coldly talking, but he ain't at the tail of the jersey. The linear keeping the possible. I mean, what he says now. That's not how all this is. The linear, king, the posa, the binon, the wilted, and pisre, the atufre, heiligishi, targa, what's there, the whole dine, she marvish, disappeared, heiligishi, targa, what's there, The Rosh says that according to the Malkus, so Talmud's parent, that he does pass the shiur of Talmud's parent, because he does mention the word that Tzriche, Dike, Abisra de Atufra. So what does it mean by Atufra? Atufra means a nail. So what's the purpose of inspecting it on the nail? To see whether the nail will become intercepted, in the gut. So that's the same shear as Talgaboy, The same shear as Talgaboy Atzper. And from the two, it appears that the Rosh holds, the Tenoch and Ame, the Mishnah are right when we say that those on the road who are bathing in Saki water, they were Chelik HaMachizim, because HaMachizim requires a relatively large gap, and they require any minute gap so that it will form a bubbling water. So any minute gum will, when you put it in water, will produce a bubble. Because a drop of water, if only a drop of water will go into the neck of the sake, so a bubble will be produced. So the Rosh also agrees with this machine that the Amoraim who are bathing in water, they were chilek hamachmizim. But whereas these Rishonim say that according to the Rebbe, the Rebbe passes like the other Amoraim who tested in water, so the Rosh says that the Rebbe, by mentioning the Gemara of Tzricha Dike, Abishe Ba'atufre, so mainly he passes like hamachmizim, not like the other Amoraim. Now, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam doesn't mention the Shkite. He doesn't mention the Shital of the Atzpia. Sakin Behudo, the Talat of the Shita of the Hashehei, Soyer Shimidi Kasakin Behudo, Umzazel Mizazel, and Stesdom. The Hazard Beitko, Milihon Mibu outside Sway, Umilihon Mibu out of Pony, Mishoish Kusel, Shaykh Yoshizo, Kidei Shoyebo Gum Club. So you make Gamashi is possible. Gum clock. He doesn't mention the shear of Targabot's bed. So there are some Achenim who assume that the Rambam Shiti is that not like a prison, like the Mishnah, who say that the thief doesn't pass like a prison because sense. Many are going to obey water and the light of the sun. So they held that even a minute gum passes the sake. So he doesn't have to be that case large. The Rambam agrees with it. He doesn't pass like that. But the Rosh Hashulchan points out that even though the Rambam has written does not mention the shear of Targabat's parent, but the Rambam does mention the shear of Targabat's parent in regard to Mizbeach, in Hilchas Beis Hatchila. And there he mentions Shchita also. Now let's see the Rosh Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Beis Hatchila. כולבן שמיד דימו, כדי שפר דבו עצבר, כי סכין של שריטה, הרי זו צור, כבס ומפיע, שמנה הרבון משריטס, תיבנס, מצווה חמישה. וזה כולבן שמיד דימו, כדי שפר דבו עצבר, וגם מפיע, כי סכין של שריטס. So, at a book, he mentions that this Geshio Gime in Sakhichal Shrita is Sargabat there. I said, but how can that be reconciled with the Sakhagaram of the Talmud and the Shrita that give me Gram Koshu or even Gram? It doesn't matter how I knew it. So the answer is, apparently, you see, the Rambam, he also holds that, like the horse, what is the horse saying? The horse says that the beef does mention the she of Targadatsbir. True, that the Amoroim who are Beliki Mayim, they were Helikan of his she of Targadatsbir. Because according to them, any gum, culture so passes the shrites. Any no matter how minute it is, but the Gemara, the Rabbin, by mentioning the Gemara of Tzichat Tike, Abisra Ve'atufre, so that means Kishitaru Ve'atfere, so he thereby passes that a gun culture doesn't pass. That's what the Rosh says. A gum culture doesn't pass because the decay of Targadat's parent means that Tester is a shield. And that culture does not pass. Mashenkin, the Rambam apparently holds that Targadat's parent means a gum culture. Now, what is the pshat of Targadat-Spirin? So according to Rashi, Targadat-Spirin means, actually, according to Rashi, Targadat-Spirin means from Russian Geras, because all of the press is in Scholars. So it means it has to be large enough so that its appearance will become intercepted in the Zgam disciple. That means it must have a certain shield. Culturally, it was not possible. According to the Rajbol in their Sabbais, so the Russian of Targadat's parent is from the Russian Chagur, a girl. In other words, that it should be able to encompass its parent. So it's the same thing. Like Rashi says intercepted, its parent should be intercepted. And the Rajbol says Russian Chagur, it should be able to encompass it. To encompass that spirit. So maybe it also has to have a substantial size. A culture is not enough. The Roy Bekabayis, so he says the part of the experience is like the expression in Tanakh, Yago means the reason, which means have a kosher to perceive it. So that means it means any God. As long as you can feel it. Any gum, as long as you can feel it. If you can't feel it, so then, I mean, even the reason might be starting down. But if you can't perceive it, so that will pass. But that means a gum culture. So apparently, the Hashem says that according to the Rambam, the shouting in the other days at Spirit, means culture like the own very habits. It means marriage. So that means now let's see the version of the two. It Kitor, sealing the press, the beginning of the city. Hashem is Sakim. Because of Rambam, after the Kitabis, the Lunis had not before. But that's the power. He does mention just there. Milk has disappeared, not milk has shrieked. So when the Torah says that the Hiskia Dias Taylor and the Nimbus, milk has shrieked, he doesn't mention. But by combining the Rambam milk has disappeared, when he says that the Gabi was there, so that he got like Dias and Taylor, parcels like sucking is a shrieked, so he thereby implies that by this Ashkit is also the Shia of Jaspera, but by saying that Ashkit is a Gam culture, so that means that Jaspera is culture, not substantial science. Why? Because he explains the other way, like the law, that means he should be able to feel it. Yago means the Isaiah. But the Rashba says that according to Rav Chisdei, it's not kosher, except that we don't pass through like Rav Chisdei. We pass through like the Gemara of the Tzichat Dike Atufre. So that's like Rav Chisdei. And according to Rav Chisdei, so the shiur according to Rav Chisdei must have this substantial shiur, except we don't pass like Rav Chisdei. We pass like the other Amoroi. So that means that there is no practical nafkamina between the Psak of Rambam and the Psak of the Rashba, even though the Achir, according to the Rambam, Igam Koshu passes the Shri. Igam Koshu passes the Shri. But according to the Rambam, Kafkis the Shia of Targum the Etzbeiren means Koshu. And according to the Rashba, it can also pass the Shkite, but we don't pass on the Shkite. So there is a theoretical Nafkimine, but there is no practical Nafkimine within it, because they both pass in the Rashba and the Rambam, that even a Gam culture will pass the Shkite, except according to the Rambam. So Rafkhiz the Shia of Targum HaSperen means Gam culture, and according to Rashba, Targum HaSperen means is substantial dine, except that we don't pass from a kafizde. We pass like a boy who obeyed the mind. But there is no practical opinion between the Rambam Shite and the Kashboshi. But then he says, Badein Yobizal, Posaki Shitago Gasibe. The Rosh says that kafizdes Shio is not the Shio culture. It's the Rosh that explains Targum HaSperen in the sense of you know, septet or from Chagur or in Kampes. So that is substantial Gam, but he says that since the Lord mentions Tichat Bike Atuf, so that means we dafke pass like Rav Chisdei, and not like I'm going to obey the mind.
Ich habe hier, Hashem ist Sakim, die
Suppose he was bringing the sacking of Vashti, and then he was bringing the sacking of the Shkita, and he found the gum in the sacking. So the question is the Shkita Sheo or not? Do we say that since there is a gum in the sacking, so how did the gum occur? After all, before the Shkita, he inspected it and there was no gum. So, as a result of its collision with the air of his Ashkita, the skin, so the gum occurred. So by the time he told us in morning, it already had a gum. So he told us in morning, so it's possible. Or there is another possibility. Maybe after he finished cutting the simoni, so it collided with the backbone, the etzman afekes, backbone. So that the collision with the backbone, so the neck bone in the back, so that caused a gum in the sake. So maybe that was already after the cutting of the simoni. So the behemoth is chill. So what should we assume? Should we attribute the gum to the collision of the sake with the Yabis Ashkite, so it's possible, or should we attribute it to the Etzema Fekes? So there is a machlikit between Rabuni and Rabchizi. Hashir in the sake means the Tumor Rabuna, Pushkula, Tumis Kola, Yehim Sulo, Hashim, Shem, Beyan, Yidimo, Rabchizi, Omar, Sheo, or Shem, Beyan, Bishlim Rabuni Kishmaitse, because Avune says, Vehimo Bechayeo Becheskas Israelites, until it is established that the Shkita took place properly. Now here we don't know when the Shkita took place properly. So maybe we have to be very changed. Our Rabchis de my time. So why should we be clearly hokil the better Nidimo? After all, there is a possibility that it was Nidimo Be'eria. So maybe the Be'eria should be Asuron. Omalot, Etzem Badai Pege, Eya Sofit Pege, Sofit Goy Pege, Habe Sofit Badai, Eya Sofit Eitzem Badai. So in the case of Shiva Vatsomis, or according to Rav Chisda, even if he was, he didn't use the sake in breaking bones, just in cutting the etzem afrekes. So mele, etzem, a bone, is more likely to produce a gum in sake than skin. Skin is relatively soft, bone is relatively sturdy. So mele, the question is, whether the gum was produced by something, by collision with something sturdy, or by its collision with something soft, so we have to assume, so we can attribute it to the collision with something sturdy. Now let's see Rashi. Hashir in Sakhi Raki into Kumo. ידוע הוא שכששוחד ודקים שחיתה בעוד יום, אבל לגבול לקחת שחיתה מיד. אפילו שחיתה בועה צומץ, ואין שחיתה לדביקה. ואין שחיתה לדביקה. אכן לדביקה ממסלב, הצומץ תבוע השחיתה, שם עובדי השחיתה מגימו, ומוצא שחיתה משחיתה סימונים, אלא נתקלו שם גם תראה, ומזבח פרקסים. ובעצם באיזה ישיבה בו, כי ששמע יצאי גם על יהיו תחס כסיס על ימרס, עד שניבוד הלום הבא נרמיש פתאום וזומי לה בו סופי בשביל. אי. בו סיפורו ומסיוע הוא רב ומהה, and the cash against רב חיזדה, טוב על דיור לו ונמצא לו דור אחרי צייץ, אף אותי שניססי, באיזה עמים כבליים כולי, לא יורצו למצמילה, עד שאם הבורים שלו היו עליי כאילו לוחם, So if we stop our war, he was stable. He was stumbled. And he made a tefillah. And then after the tefillah, he found something that is a chitzan in school. And the question is, that thing that is a chitzan in the roof, when did it appear? Before he went into the mikveh or after he came out from the mikveh? If we knew that it appeared after the tefillah, so then the tefillah is a good tefillah. But if the, let's say, the chip of Abu appeared before he went into the mikveh, so they will, at the time of the tefillah, there was a chatzitze. So then he requires another tefillah. So even though we know, even though the wise say that even though we know that he handled, let's say, chips after the tefillah, so we still don't attribute that to his handling of the chips after the tefillah. And we have to be chayshish, maybe he had that handigoof before he went down to the mikveh. We also went through it. Before the tefillah, Sophic Koyabai. Because Sophic makes me Badai. But we know that he certainly had cheats. He did handle cheats after the tefillah. So we don't attribute it to the thing he handled after the tefillah. So here too, why should we attribute it to the breaking of Hatzomes that the handled he was engaged in after the Shkite? Maybe he became new down in the air. Bochel Balai Togo, Sophic Havali, Sophic Rilavali, because Sophic relates in the Padai. Because Sophic is in the Padai. So it's Kashi against him, is there? So the Gemara says, Shane Hosom. Because over there we can say Hamitomi al Haskose, because he has the Haskastome. The question is whether through the tefillah he became toy or not, so you have to make him a chazoke. So the Bible of Christ say here that the Sheva, the behemoth, the Chayel is the Haskasis, until it is established that the Shkita is a good Shkita, so you should also be minded of Hazoki. So the more I get to tell it, Hareshkita is Mecho, but we know that the Shkita is great. So again, the more is, Ochaname Haritolu Panecho, but we know that he had a Tfileh, and the Tfileh has the potential of being tiring, for he's Yahweh the Reyesi, but we find on the roof chips. Some melee, there is a race, some melee, we cannot say that he is the Chesed Pabu, because there is a race in the tefillah. So, Ochemami is Yalud Bei Reyese, here there is also a race in the Saki. So the Gemara says, the reason is why Rav says that we don't have the Chesed, lest the Dhamma curve as a its collision. The Zakim's collision is there with the Shkite, because there is no Reyesi in the Behemoth. The Reyesi is only in the Zakim. Zakim is there, Behemoth is there. There the Reyesi is in the Gufitzau, in the Gufodot. But here, it's not in the Behemoth, it's only in the Zakim. So that means, even though, the gum of the Saki, affects the Shkita Behme, so the answer is, because, and that's really one of the basis, because even there had been a gum in the Saki before the Shkita, suppose we found out that the gum occurred, you know, as a result of the Saki's collision, with the Yabis Hashkite. It does not necessarily mean that the Sakhi must have torn his money, because sometimes even the Sakhi has it. So the demon does not take it lightly, this money. But then it's very likely. So in Melee, we say, since the Reyes in the Sakhi does not necessarily entail a Shkita Psula, so in Melee, we are after the holes, we do not have to be Reishish, unless the demon occurred before the Shkita. Mashiach came over there, so Mashiach came over there, the Reyes is in the roof itself, so we have to be Reishish. Meis shohat sabay she v'akim nishkita v'ageres. So it's kshayo, because we are dealing with the nate, and the nate you have to cut only one sin. You don't have to cut both sin. So even though the gageres was nishkita, but the tshuva before couldn't take place, because it was already after the shkita. You already caught one sinner in the age. Shokas Abi Akin Shukagagagaras, Cheo, Nishukagagagaras, Akin Shokas Abi Shay, is Tsuro. Because at the time of the Shkite of the Veche, so it was, the Gagagaras was already awful, so that some male, the Shkite is not even Shkite. Shokas Abi Shay, Nishukagagagaras, Shmuto, Baby they end in shitting Shmito, so there is Psulo, so there is Iko. So there is no Psu. Zero your mice no more calls of it shite post. Calls of it shite la suemai, lava suekai gavne, where he found the gun in the sack in a finish. The question is, did it occur as a result of the sack's collision with the shite, or it occurs as a result of the Sakya's collision in the Esma Pekes. Lord, the Asura is of the shores of the dark. O my Shet, right at the gates of the shores of the dark. So then we have the riches and the gates of something that the dark heard from the Elvis Ashkite or from the Esma Pekes. So we don't have to be Reishish. Hosom Yisya'u B'Reyes and B'Behemet. Hoche Saki Nisre'e B'Behemet lo Yisra. V'Hilkase Kavose B'Ravune Kisho Yishiva Bo Etzem. V'Hilkase Kavose B'Ravchizde Kisho Yishiva Bo Etzem. So the Aluch is like Ravune in the case of where he did not use the Saki and breaking ourselves. But suppose after Shkite we use the Saki in breaking Gatzones, so then we attribute the God to the involvement of the Saki in the breaking of Gatzones. We say that we pass from like Rafuzi in the case of Shilobes, but the implication being that according to Rav Chizkiya himself, even Floyd of Etzem, so we attribute it, so we are feeling okay. Except that we don't pass like Rav Chizkiya in that case. But the question is, how does Rav Chizkiya feel okay if the Saki was not involved in breaking that summons? We hold Rav Chizkiya in relation of Etzem. That would be my idiot. So how was it idiot? Ain't the best in my face. The Aha Shkite, Shenoga Beet Matabo, Via Mafate, the Siva, the Shoba Mafate, Baeli, who is still on Kabose, we miss all the good. That he hear the Etzma Frekes, we talk on the Saki, Sven Beel, our Shira Satomes, There was a case when a sheikh were taken Reisa, Chibuse, Bemis, and he wasn't waiting between one street and the other, and after he was shaken all them, he found the Saki called Pogum, he found the Saki Pogum, and Rabbeinu was matched with the Bahamas. Kiman Kirabune. That means that Rabbeinu passed Kirabune, and even he was matched the first day. The first day. Because according to Rav Tuesday, the first day in there, so should be Sheol. Because if the question is whether the Gamma occurred as a result of the Sakin's collision with the Eyal Yashite or the Etzma Fekes, so according to Rav Tuesday, we have to say it occurred as a result of the Sakin's collision with the Etzma Fekes, and that was already after the Shite of the first day. So only the other behemoths should be trained, should be considered to make should be made. But the first behemoth should be shared, and Rabin said it was Matri declared Asar. All the behemoths should be the first behemoth. Lord Kirafiz, no, we can say that Rabbeinu passed well, held life completely, but when he was matri the behemoths, he was matri all the behemoths except the first one. But the other one, starting with the second one, so then he had to be matri, because assuming that the drama occurred as a result of the Sakin's collision with the Etzma Fekes, so it could have occurred as a result of its collision with the mafrekes of the first behemoth. So mainly, by the time he was talking to the one of the other behemoths, it was already impossible. So it's possible. We won't say Meleon Kirabune, Mikrafite Meldemes et Almon, and my bets mafrekes, and my sinke, Yuma bets and mafrekes, So we say, then the Gemara says, no, we must say that Rabbeinu held like Rabbeinu, because he was matri at least twelve babies he was matri, except for the first one. So 12 behemoths he was matri. Now, if he held like Rav Tuesday, he shouldn't be matri anyway. Because according to Rav Tuesday, we are clearly looking. So not only the alternatives are the collision, that the Dan occurring as a result of the Sakin's collision with the Eyal, or the Sakin's collision with the Etzma Fekes. But even if the alternatives are where the dark occurred as a result of the Sakin's collision with the Mafrekes of the first bane, or as a result of the Sakin's collision with the 13th bane, so we can, according to Rav Tuesday, we can also be tailored off. I mean, why should we turn the hotel and assume that it occurred as a result of the Sakin's collision with the 13th Behemoth? After all, the Etzma Fekes of the first Behemoth is just as sturdy as the Etzma Fekes of the 13th Behemoth. So why, I mean, what reason is there to attribute it to the Etzma Fekes of the less Behemoth? I mean, it is just as likely to have occurred as a result of its collision with the first, that's not practice of the first name. So Jesus explains it, and on the other, because once the Shirat is through with shafting all the 30 aimers, so then he's not hangarded. So he does it very fast. So it's more likely that he managed collided with the Etzmah Pachis of the last aim. Mashiach in the first aim, so he's still hangarded that he shouldn't move the Saki too fast. So there is more of a reason to attribute the gun to a relatively fast action, and that's likely to occur in the last day when he's already confident that everything is already done properly. The boy is in the carbon, the traffic in our environment. The mind does not take a mice in again. So there's a mask that was I see again. Omer Rabacha, the Rabbi Rabacha, after Hanel Matzer, Dicke said, they will hold the hold. After Hanel required the Dicke between Monshke and Kiman Kiravun, maybe Rakane agrees with Ravun. And the purpose is why he required a ticket between one behemoth and the other, that in case it turns out to be impossible, so then you'll pass it even the first day on which you come out. So the Lord says no, Lord cannot freeze it. That Rav Kane might agree with Rav Chisde, and the reason is why he required a ticket between one shkite, between one behim and the other, is in case the sacking turns out to be a problem, so then the less behim will be chilled. The less behim will be chilled, but the first behemoth will be with the first behemoth where we didn't make it, okay? So then will be possible anyway if you didn't make it decay before the previous behemoth from Shiva period. Yohet boy named Tisfah. If the purpose of the decay by Rav Kane was to be Machshur Bas Haise, so that's really a dikke before shkike. So the chochom should be special. So the answer is, why didn't he give it to the chochom? Why didn't he require that it should be inspected by the chochom? The answer is no. He definitely will be soon. So anyone is never distrusted. Yochai will call an amulet. So before the first behemoth, shkike of the first behemoth, why does the chochom have to look at the saki? So that's only because of Pinchas. Because Amalei, Amar Avnechen, and Lomu La'aris Akmel Chochom, Elom Mitvini Shochom. Now Rebash. The place I can use the Shevod I've been doing is with Lachashitas. Lachashitas for a music unit. Kiman still is Kavon. The Bein Kamayi Selam Efrain. The Hashim Lehi. Russian Bible, no Trappism, Schmetz and Apprentice, Kamaise, Papino, and Ule Baskais. Now, the Mr. Talino, the father in the Gersaki, and Apprentice, and Pogma, and Fenia, Shai, and Mako, and Tekea, but the Roche, and the Ule, look at the Shoka, and the Ines, Ture, Tore Namer, and the Ule, and Apprentice, the Baskais, and Machelo, the Mitzo, Kamaise, Bali, Heidi Matzel, Dikela, Hashkis, Roshen, and Yad, משום דימש כתוב, הוא מתור כבר כבר, לא יקרה פריזס כבר, הוא לחי ישראל, הוא מעצר דיקה, שהיא תמצא, הוא בו עם סקטנו, ויהיו אחרים מסקשיר מסין או משנס, ויהיו לבודח, משוח את הלמידו, הוא מעש כתוב, הוא מו, חיישים אני מפרק את זה כמה יסה, סופו זה עומד את דיקה, אפטר ישך תור לבאמס. So then, you'll have to master all the behemoths except the first one. We have criticism, the high shale, master, because she keeps a pool in his afternoon. You are famous, shades, and all the shames. He doesn't agree with the second motion in Warren Hall. Our Akane Balek Habune Kamas, the Miso Kamaitse, in Kino Rio, Tutas Kabose, Vashake, the two Lema, so Kriti Kasaki, Ahashkite, in Shohat Habu, the Libor and the Time, Pakahmuzi Kumo, Atoshina, so Ihohe, in Shuhodi Boy Mishak in the Borbus, in order to be Mashkit, to be Mashkit, the Kamaitse, so in effect, it is a detail before Shkite. Yochen, Shmochen, Goyish, and the body have a detail to him Shkite, with the boy of Hohom, the harvest of Saki, the Altunum, the Shkat, the Gosev, the Halte, and the boy of the Hohom, Shmamu, love, detail to him Shkite, the Hoshi. The Dechotem, the Zul, the whole Yochen, the Yochen, and the Nossi Teo, with the Bachel, the Hohom, the Zenho, the Shahat, the Nagoko, the Afriki Hanma Yole, so this Kach says that the Mokia of Yachmin Yisun is the Pasuk of the Bachman, the Shochat and the Rabok. So in other words, so the Torah doesn't require the reading should extend to the Shechet Shechas. The Shechet is never, but he is only in Yachot, so it's a Bible that the Yachot is never in Yisun. Omar Abir, Rashi carefully in the thesis, and then you have to look up the Maran in connection with the thesis that you press on Dalek the Mishneh, Hashir to the Bas, the Shir on the Leachut and the Kule, Shkitosik Shir, it's in connection with Sin Chok. Now, as I know the more, it's in connection with Sin Tess, that deals with Borges, you don't have to go by the more. But it's in connection with Simon Chok. So that the Gemara that starts with the Mishnah Asherim the Katamaz, Asherim the Katamaz, up to that he tests. Part of the Gemara is in connection with Simonides,